Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today, we will help you unlock the book The Zimmerman Telegram. In the August of 1914, 700,000 German troops crossed Belgium with the intent to attack Paris directly. From across the Channel, Britain also declared war against Germany. Even Russia, located far away in the east, advanced on Germany. At the time, the continent of Europe was heavily polluted with gunfire and smoke. This is where the First World War began. As we all know, this lengthy war devastated Europe and weakened the power of basically all European countries. Additionally, it caused a shift in the world order and awakened many people's national consciousness. Nevertheless, very few people are aware that this war came to an end through a single telegram. Today, this event is known as the Zimmerman Telegram. This book is written by Barbara W. Tuchman, a well-known writer of American history. Her skillful combination of literature with historical accuracy is hailed as a miracle in the science of history. In her own words, "I'm just a writer who happens to be writing about history." Tuchman possesses a delicate but realistic style of writing, and is good at creating an atmosphere. Even boring events in history always become vivid through her works. Tuchman regards herself as not only a spectator of history, but also as someone who has experienced it. Because of this, she even tries her best to restore details, such as the weather. For instance, in her masterpiece The Guns of August, there is a description of the thunder rumbling from far away, and the sun red as blood setting in the west. You probably view this as merely a literary rendering. However, Tuchman actually researched the weather on that day and made note of it. Not surprisingly, Tuchman's name will be remembered forever in the history of nonfiction literature. She even won the Pulitzer Prize for this book in 1963. Tuchman is always able to identify the distinctive traits of historical figures in real history. In her books, the German emperor has the biggest mouth in Europe, and the Marshal of France is as amiable and straightforward as Santa Claus. The Russian Secretary of State is a treacherous old man, who is infatuated with a young lady, and trying to make this beautiful woman his fourth wife. Such an interesting depiction of real history makes readers feel as if it is happening all around them. This is what's amazing about Tuchman's writing. The book we are going to talk about today, The Zimmerman Telegram, is one of Tuchman's early works. The wheels of history are often rolling faster than our expectations. Who would believe that a short telegram broke the deadlock in the World War? The German foreign minister at the time sent a telegram to persuade Mexico to enter the war. Due to this foreign minister's name, this telegram was henceforth called the Zimmerman Telegram. It was of strategic importance for Germany. However, due to repeated mistakes, this telegram, which was designed to lead to victory, caused Germany to lose the war. For this reason, the Zimmerman Telegram has become the most famous single telegraph in the world. What did the telegraph say? What were its careless mistakes? The Zimmerman Telegram will answer all of your questions and reveal the undisclosed thrilling stories of the First World War. We will now break down the key points of the book The Zimmerman Telegram into three aspects. Part 1, the background of the Zimmerman Telegram incident. Part 2, the occurrence of the Zimmerman Telegram incident. Part 3, how did a single telegram draw America into the war? All right, let's begin with part 1, the background of the Zimmerman Telegram incident. In January of 1917, German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmerman secretly sent a telegram to Mexico. However, it was intercepted by the British intelligence agency. Subsequently, this telegram played a tremendous role in the hands of the British. Like an invisible hand, it contained the ambitions and conspiracies of Germany, which would determine the development and ending of the First World War. To understand the impact of this secret cable, we need to briefly review the progress of World War I at that time. In June of 1914, two gunshots in Sarajevo triggered the start of the war. Austria-Hungary subsequently declared war on Serbia. After that, the allies of both these countries announced their participation in the war within 1 week. The reality of warfare turned out to be much more horrifying than originally expected. In the First Battle of the Marne, nearly 200,000 soldiers from both sides were killed in a mere 6 days. Following this, the Battle of Verdun recorded over 700,000 casualties on both sides. By 1918, the long-running warfare had drained the blood of French soldiers, exhausted the British treasury, and pushed Russia to the edge of a revolution. On the other side of the front, the German soldiers could only satisfy their hunger with potatoes, and even 15-year-olds had to go into battle. The war was stuck, and neither side could see any hope of a conclusion. In the meantime, a new star, the United States, was rising across the Atlantic Ocean. It was thought to be the only power that could break the current deadlock. Britain, which was bogged down in the war, was hoping to inspire American involvement. To its disappointment, America stood firm as always in its neutrality. The then President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson, had claimed that the war could be avoided. He was planning a reform, and his program, the New Freedom, would be entirely disrupted if America entered the war. Therefore, Wilson was trying to avoid a direct war regardless of the situation at home and abroad. However, it was clear to the Entente powers that if they could break the American disguise of neutrality, they would win the war. Since the beginning of the war, the Entente powers had signed many economic treaties with the United States. As such, there was a deep-rooted economic involvement between the United States and the Entente powers. Moreover, Britain had once ruled the North American colonies, so it shared a lot of cultural aspects with the United States. It was just a matter of pulling the last trigger to win America over to their side. Nonetheless, the situation in the Central Powers was different. German leaders generally believed that America was too young to be counted on. Even with its strong military force, the United States, in comparison with Britain, didn't deserve to be called its rival. As a result, the German Navy mainly focused on the leading European power of Britain, and came up with an unprecedented plan called unrestricted submarine warfare. The idea for unrestricted submarine warfare came from the Battle of Jutland between Germany and Britain in 1916. This was the largest naval battle in the First World War. There was no satisfying conclusion to the battle, because both sides claimed to be the winner. Although each of them portrayed a different version of the public, the Germans were deeply shocked by their inability to break through the British naval blockade, despite exhausting all their resources. As a result, the tactic of unrestricted submarine warfare emerged. Unrestricted meant that any ship that entered the war zone would be destroyed by German submarines immediately. It didn't matter if it was a merchant ship, a warship, or if it belonged to a neutral country. No prior notice and no exceptions were given. All in all, Germany was planning to employ the most extreme and desperate measures to cut off the supply chain of the Entente powers. The Germans believed that this would guarantee a sure win once the plan was implemented. Even if the United States wanted to enter the war, its troops couldn't reach Europe before the Entente powers had completely collapsed. Of course, the Germans understood that this plan would inevitably affect the interests of the Americans, for marine trade was fundamental to the United States economy. They knew that once this plan was officially launched, even the peace-loving President Wilson would be outraged. After all, you can't expect others to like you when you're affecting their income. To cope with the United States' possible retaliation, and to prevent it from interfering with Germany's military operations against Britain, Zimmermann sent a telegraph to the ambassador of Germany to Mexico on the 16th of January 1916. The general content of the telegraph is as follows. We intend to begin on the 1st of February unrestricted submarine warfare. We shall endeavor nonetheless to keep America neutral. In the event of this not succeeding, we propose to Mexico an alliance on the following basis: conduct war jointly, conclude peace jointly. Substantial financial support and consent on our part for Mexico to reconquer lost territory in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. Your Excellency will present to the President, at the same time mediate between Japan and ourselves. Did you hear that? Zimmermann's trump cards were Mexico and Japan. Truthfully, these events were very unfortunate for Mexico, a nation of a rich and ancient culture. The longest-serving president in Mexican history, Porfirio Diaz, once said, "Poor Mexico, so far away from God and so close to the United States. It's not only recently that America has been acting as the world's police. On the one hand, Mexicans believe that the actions of governments within their own country are of a domestic matter. Even if it involves strongman politics, it was none of America's business." On the other hand, President Wilson didn't agree with this outlook. According to him, Mexico should be ruled by a government that was recognized by the public. He believed that the United States was the intermediary that promoted a consensus of public opinion. However, this belief didn't promote any consensus among people, but instead provoked an anti-American sentiment widely across Mexico. In one instance, a group of civilians from a Mexican military academy shot at American soldiers, to which America responded in an extreme fashion. Their warships bombarded the city, and Mexico was not powerful enough to fight back. Even worse, it had been robbed of its land by the United States. Naturally, Mexico had been holding in a resentment against America for a long time. Zimmerman intended to make use of such resentment, and seduced Mexico with the prospective recovery of its lost territory. Once Mexico had managed to distract the United States, Germany would then stand a chance of winning the war. Additionally, Japan was also mentioned in the telegram. In fact, Germany cooked up a contradiction through this action. What's funny is that more than 10 years before the First World War, the news of Japan occupying part of China's territory gave Europe a shock. Consequently, German Emperor Wilhelm II drew a strange painting called the Yellow Peril. As per his words, God had caused him to dream of the Yellow Japanese indulging in a massive massacre in Europe and taking over their homeland. Wherever Wilhelm II went, he would preach about the imminent invasion of the Yellow people in Europe. He continued to do so until he died. Many people originally saw it as nonsense, but over time, Japan gradually emerged on the historical stage. As a result, Wilhelm II's Yellow Peril prophecy succeeded in convincing not only the Germans, but also the Americans, that Japan would direct its fire at them someday. It is unknown whether Japan ever wanted to invade Europe and the United States. However, Japan's ambition to exclusively dominate China was as clear as daylight. Without a doubt, it undermined America and other powers' plans to take a share of China's interests. Consequently, the U.S.-Japan conflict was not as tense as that between America and Mexico, but it still remained subtle and disturbing. We have to admit that Zimmerman possessed keen judgment, and had a solid grasp of the political situation at the time. If his telegraph had not been intercepted by Britain, we may have seen a completely different outcome to World War I. Of course, there is no turning back history. This top-secret telegram from Zimmerman did fall into the hands of the British one rainy morning. Today we are just sharing limited bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trail with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.